we should know, at least get a clearer idea, which party will have the numbers to form government. Almost 2 weeks since the electoral birthing process began. Will it be a boy or will it be a girl? At this point, everything points to a minority Labor government, with Anastasia Palaszczuk doing a deal to secure the support of Nicholl and independent Peter Wellington. One of the biggest issues the new government will have to deal with is unemployment. Yesterday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released data for the month of January. And it turns out one hangover from the Newman era is the loss of 7,100 jobs last month, or a jump to 6.5% unemployment. Turning that around won't be easy. The previous administration had vowed to get the unemployment number down to 4% within 2 terms. The state's economy is in transition, moving through the setup phase of the CSG, the lucrative CSG LNG bonanza. So, what is our potential new treasurer's plan? What's his economic blueprint? I spoke to Mr. Pitt a short time ago and asked him how he was going to tackle a 6.5% unemployment rate.
Well, Patrick, look, firstly, we need to establish whether we will be in government, and that's all the signs point towards that. That's what we'll be trying to ascertain as of today. And, of course, going forward, Labor committed during the election campaign a range of programs that we will see increase our access to employment and training opportunities and, of course, contribute to economic growth.
How will you do that then?
Well, a few of our programs, Patrick, that we talked about, the Business Development Fund, a $40 million fund over 4 years, which aims to get those businesses, particularly startups, who want to turn great ideas into commercial reality. Of course, what that means is those businesses doing things in new and innovative ways will be helping create new jobs that wouldn't exist if those programs weren't available. We've clearly stated on the record that we will be reinstating Skilling Queensland for Work, a very successful program which we think will be a help contribute to creating more than 30,000 jobs.
So how much will that cost?
Well, Patrick, it's all there in our costing. So the Working Queensland was a $240 million program, and unlike the LNP, we actually had a fully costed document.
Okay, that's fine, and I get that, sure. Skilling Queenslanders, Business Fund, that's you're up to $280 million so far. How many jobs will they create?
Well, Patrick, I've talked about our estimations around Skilling Queenslanders for Work to support 32,000 Queenslanders back into employment. And we, of course, also had our payroll tax rebate, which is, of course, looking at encouraging employers to hire apprentices and trainees, at the same time reducing their payroll tax liability. And that's an important program we think that will be of great use to many businesses. But look, what we are facing, Patrick, I mean, we've had a caretaker briefing with Treasury. Of course, that the contents of that briefing are confidential because of the conventions. But we haven't had an incoming government brief if we are to form a government, and we'll need to look at all of those conditions and update as of the mid-year review, which, of course, came out before Christmas last year.
So well, traditionally incoming governments say, you know, we weren't aware of the full extent of the horror that confronted us, and now that we've seen the books, all bets are off. Can you guarantee that you won't be doing that?
Well, I can guarantee you we won't be doing a commission of audit. That's for certain.
No, but in terms of, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Incoming governments have a look and they go, they use the previous government's books as an excuse for not in some cases, subscribing or adhering to their election promises. Can you guarantee that you won't be doing that?
I can tell you, Patrick, when it comes to our job-creating programs, we absolutely must deliver on those programs, because if we do not, we're not going to be able to undo the damage that the LNP have done over the last 3 years. What we saw was a 5.5% unemployment rate in March 2012. As of the figures that were released yesterday, we now have a 6.5% figure. We've seen unemployment go by 1% under the previous government after getting up to 7%. It's critical that we deliver on our jobs programs. In terms of what the other economic conditions are, look, I can certainly say the Deloitte Access Economics Report shows that the forecast growth may be much lower than the 5.75% referred to in the LNP's election act. So we have to look at all of those conditions, look at what's happening in the global market too. But I can safely say we won't be doing a commission of audit headed by a former Howard government minister.
Sure.
We will be getting the Treasury to look at the state of the books and make sure that we can make good decisions going forward.
How will you deal with the fact that the setup phase of some of the coal mines and some of the LPG, CSG mining has moved through, so therefore there's not going to be jobs in those areas. How are you going to deal with that?
Well, unlike the LNP government, we were never in denial that the economy was in transition. We tried to tell the government that it wasn't as simple as being a transition from construction to production, and of course they finally got that in their last year of office. So I think we're very aware of all of those issues. What we know is...
So how are you going to tackle them if you're aware of them?
Patrick, what I've said to you before, the programs we are looking at are about the getting people back into work, particularly young people. When we start looking at the more macroeconomic decisions to be made, we have been very clear that if there is a business case that stacks up for the Galilee, we will be supporting that. We've never said anything to the contrary. Now, in terms of the other areas, in terms of expansions, added point and the like, those are things that any pro-jobs, pro-growth government should be looking at. But clearly, we've got to make sure those are done within the confines of environmental safeguards, which we've been on the record about. So all of those things can still happen. But let's not pretend that we are going to be having smooth sailing. We'll be facing an uphill battle. That's not because the Treasury's told us that. That's because we've seen these reports, like Deloitte, seen these forecasts for growth revised down, and that means we are going to be facing challenges. But you know what? I'd rather be having those challenges in government, if that's what we're able to secure, than to have another 3 years under the LNP.
What jobless figure will you be aiming for? Peter Beattie set one, Campbell Newman set one. What are you aiming for?
Look, we haven't set a jobs target, Patrick, and we didn't want to do what Campbell Newman did. He had an arbitrary figure he plucked out of the air of 4%. Then, of course, spent the next 3 years telling everyone it was a stretch target, as to what Mr. Nicholls said following that. I think what we need to do is look at the Treasury forecast, and, of course, we'll be aiming to do better than the Treasury forecast, but we're going to be realistic about this. We have to get people back into work in Queensland. We think that our pro-growth, pro-jobs policies are going to be able to do that.
So you're not going to put a number on it?
No, I'm not going to put a number on it.
Come on, give us a number.
Well, look, we
need something to hold you to account for. We need something to hold you to account to.
Look, I think what we need to do is get a very good look at any incoming government briefs before we start making any of those sorts of claims, Patrick. We want to do things responsibly in government. We don't want to do things by media release and make things up as the LNP have done. I think Queenslanders are tired of that approach.
In terms of incoming government briefs, how many have you sought across the portfolios?
Well, I've had a caretaker briefing, as I said to you, with Treasury. As a shadow treasurer, that's a responsible thing to do. And, of course, I'm hoping to have a briefing with the Department of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs, because it's another shadow portfolio I hold. I'm very interested in what those areas hold for the future.
So you're not aware of any other briefings that have been held?
Oh, there have been other briefings. Jackie Trad has had a briefing with the Department of Premier and Cabinet. So there are other briefings that have been sought by shadow ministers. It's important, though, that there is a limit to what those agencies can tell us. And, of course, given the caretaker conventions, there's a limit to what I can tell you about those briefings. But the important thing is there is great interest. We have a Labor team which has been preparing with a transition to government approach for the last 6 months. And, of course, that has ramped up since we've seen what the election results have been.
Curtis Pitt, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Pat.
Shadow treasurer, incoming treasurer, possible treasurer, Curtis Pitt from the ALP on those unemployment figures of 6.5% seasonally adjusted. How do you think the new government should tackle unemployment? Talk, text, tweet 131332, 0427 131332, or at News Talk 4BC. My next guest might have some ideas. Nick